relentlessly. It is absolutely required for any organization to work effortlessly, or for all of human society to work effortlessly. There has to be the uncontrived knowledge of the fundamental nature of existence, and the fact that that fundamental nature is entirely indivisible. In other words, it's not either conditioned and perfect, or unconditional and perfect. It's inseparable. It's all totally inseparable. And so there's this great struggle within human society to describe itself, to describe what it's made of, and to describe its responsibility to the world in which it lives. But there's never any real resolution of that, even though there are always many new forms of it occurring. There's never any real resolution or fundamental understanding of the nature of those processes. And so, you know, like, for example, if we look at music as an idiom, we could say that there are certain kinds of music that are considered to be very conditioned and perfect traditionally. Certain kinds of sacred music, or something like Baroque music or classical music, whatever it might be. Certain forms that are considered to be very conditioned and perfect. And then we said, oh, well, you know, that's only one kind of music. Maybe music is more than that. Maybe it can be unconditional and perfect rather than conditioned and perfect. And so all these other forms of music appeared, rock and roll, mixes, hip-hop, rap. You know, maybe music can be all of these things. But all of the while, there's complete ignorance of the basic sound that is inseparable from all sound. So you see, unless there is a form of music that clearly makes that obvious, there is no real consummation of music as a form. Unless that sound that isn't obvious to anyone can become obvious in the piece of music, then music has not reached any kind of consummate form. And so, you know, this can be likened as well to our common vocabulary that we increasingly share as human beings. Unless we share a common vocabulary of the indivisible nature of existence, and unless that common vocabulary goes beyond being just an intellectual pursuit and actually becomes the grit of our own experience, then we can never arrive at a consummate expression of human society.